Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back to the podcast, friends. This is your host, Sherry Miter. And today we are continuing our series on showing up as your best authentic self. And I'm going to share three tips I have for you on doing that in your business and your life. But before we get started, I want to take a minute and share a message with you that has really been on my heart. It's something I've been thinking about and woke up this morning. Yes, it's May 20th. I am recording this actually the day it's going to go live. But as the world is opening up, and I'm in the United States. And as of this week, if you're vaccinated, you no longer have to wear a mask. And businesses are opening up, gyms are opening up, restaurants are opening up, and things are slowly starting to get back to normal. And maybe you're like our family and you are so ready to go on vacation and truly unplug from the crazy couple of years we've had. I mean, really, it's been, what, a year and a half now? A year and a few months. And before I do jump into this message, I do want to just acknowledge that I know there has been a lot of suffering and loss. But I also know that many of us, and probably a lot of you, my listeners, have been some of the fortunate ones that, you know, you have managed to not just survive this past year, but you are actually thriving and your business is doing really great. And I know that if you are one of those people who your sales have increased, that you are so grateful. And I know that you are so ready to enjoy the rewards of the hard work that you've done over the past year. And maybe you've already even booked the VRBO, beach vacation for your family, and you can't wait to take them on this well-deserved trip. But I have to ask you, will you also be taking along the one thing that causes a lot of angst on vacations? And no, I'm not talking about your mother-in-law. I'm talking about your laptop. You know, I've been there. I understand this. I see it. Every vacation, it's the same. You can't really ever unplug. And the fact that you sneak in a few hours here and a few hours there to work, it starts to cause little disappointed faces. And sometimes some major blow-ups behind the closed doors because you're there, but you really aren't there. And again, I get that. I've been there. I've did that for years. June 30th was the end of our physical year in the network marketing business I was in. And we would always like push so hard in June to wrap up our big goals. And many times, you know, it was, we beat our last year. We had our best year ever. And I love the finish. And I always promise my family and my husband that don't worry, you know, I'm going to work super hard in June, but July 1st, I'm all yours. And we would sneak away for a vacation, whether it be time on our boat or sometimes go away. And it was always the same thing, that the laptop or the iPad would come along with me. And I would find myself sneaking onto the computer for, you know, just a few hours here and there, no harm, right? And I would justify this by saying, it's a new year, I need to kick it off well, or I just have a few little, you know, loose strings or tie up a few loose strings here. And what I realize now, and I did realize it then, but I chose to kind of ignore it, was how much my husband especially resented it. And honestly, I never realized how much he resented it until recently. Like, he's really opened up about this lately, which I appreciate, Tom, if you're listening to this. And honestly, I was also exhausted. Like, I wanted to take time off. I didn't want to have to work, but I didn't know how to shut it off. I was worried that if I didn't work, that things were going to get missed or that we would get behind. And then I remember having a conversation with a good friend of mine who was in the same level as I, and just, we were just talking about, is it ever enough? Like, it was the same thing year after year after year. You work so hard to achieve that next level, that next goal, that next rung on the success ladder, thinking that once you got there, you could shut it all off. But it was never enough. And what I know now is that it doesn't have to be that way. I've discovered the power of tapping into your personal strengths and along with a few other success habits that can enable you and me to truly unplug. And here's the thing, friends, I can't promise a stress-free vacation or that the mother-in-law won't still join you, but I can help you put a few things in place that you can begin to create balanced success. I want you to think, not just this summer, but more vacations every year, more three-day weekends, more overall well-being, and more enjoyment in your life for you and the team that works with and for you. After all, what's the point of having success if you have to sacrifice what truly matters most to achieve it? So if you're ready to just get off of this, I call it the crazy train of life, where we're just working, 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 waiting for the next thing and promising that next time it's going to be different, next year it's going to be different, the next just never really comes. And if you're tired of that and you're ready to have, again, what we call that balanced success, where you can have success, but you can also enjoy your life and the fruit of your labor, shoot me a DM, find me on LinkedIn, let's connect on LinkedIn, shoot me a message over there, or email me at sherrymiterco@gmail.com, or hit the link below in the show notes and let's schedule a 30-minute consultation call. Let's talk and see if we can work together to get you ready for a real summer vacation this year. And sorry, I can't help you with the body. You're still going to have to hit the gym for the summer body, but I can help you get a real summer vacation by getting things set in place at work so you can spend time off, real time off with your family and leave the laptop at home this summer. Okay. Hope that helped, friends. Let's jump into today's show. Okay, so again, we are continuing our series on being authentic and showing up as your best self. Hopefully you've listened to the other three episodes, and we do have one more after today's show coming. We're going to hear from my friend Brandon on how to show up with your image. She's going to teach us how to show up, whether we are now maybe in person networking or doing a presentation or still at Zoom on the virtual meetings. So make sure you check out the next episode that will launch after this one. I try to have them out Tuesdays and Thursdays, just so you know the routine. So today you get me, and we're going to talk about just showing up every day as your best authentic self. And I want to start with the three reasons why maybe we're not doing that. Number one is we have this fear of, what if they don't like me? And I'm going to dive deeper into these, but basically it's about attracting your own tribe and how we get through that one. The second reason we may not be showing up every day as our best authentic self is we're trying to do our job, our work, the way that our mentor did, or the way it's been done all these years. And, you know, the thought is, well, it's worked for them. Surely it can work for me as well. But they're not you. They have different talents and strengths. And what works for one may not work for another. So that's why that myth doesn't work for us. The third myth or excuse, whatever you want to call it, why we may not be showing up as our best authentic self is we're so lost. We don't even know how to start. We're so confused because we've been trying to do all the things, be all the things for all the people that we don't even know who we are anymore. So we're going to talk a lot about that one. So let's jump into number one. What if they don't like me? Here's the truth, friends. Not everybody's going to like you. I'm sorry. Your mother may have told you differently, but the truth is there are 7.8 billion people on earth. They are not all going to relate to us. They are not all going to like us, but that's okay. And we need to accept that. What we want to do is find our own tribe and people who get you, people who want to learn from you, and people who can, you know, want you to be their mentor. They want you to be their coach. They want you to be their boss. They want to learn from you. And your tribe is going to be attracted who you are at your core. So the more we can start to really show who we are and what we stand for, how we talk, what our belief systems are, we're going to start attracting those right people. And yes, in the process of attracting who we want to work with and who our tribe is, we might repel someone else. And that's okay. Because it's impossible to be liked by 7.8 billion people. Heck, in a group of 7 to 8 people, we're probably not going to be liked by all 7 to 8 people. So, but we just need to find our 1 to 2 people out of the 7 to 8 that are part of our tribe. So be okay with that. And the more we can really start to show up of who we are, the more joy there is in that and the more fun it is, because the worst thing that could happen is you start to attract a tribe who you don't relate to because you're not showing up as your authentic self. So you're attracting a tribe that's coming to you based on what they see, which really isn't even you at your core. Does that make sense? Let me know. Does that make sense? Okay. The second fear we have of why we may not be showing up as our best authentic self, or the second myth, is that we feel like, you know, I've been, as when it comes to work, that my mentor did it this way and it worked for them. So this is the way I should just be working. This is the way I should show up at work. This is the way the processes I should have. And I want to tell you a little story. So there's a story about a friend I had, or actually it wasn't a friend, but I've heard this story lots of times. So we're gonna pretend like she's my friend, okay? So she was cooking a ham for her husband, newly married, first time cooking a ham dinner. It was Easter Sunday. She's cooking this ham dinner for her husband and his family coming over. And she cut off the ends of the ham before she stuck it in the oven. And her new husband said to her, "Why are you doing that? Why are you cutting off the ends of the ham?" And she's like, "I don't know. That's the way to cook the ham. That's the way my mother's done it for years. So that's the way I'm going to do it." And he's like, that wasn't good enough for him. He's like, "Well, I want to know why." So he called up his mother-in-law. "Mother-in-law, why did you cut off the ends of the ham before you cooked it?" And she's like, "Well, I don't know. That's just the way my mother did it. So that's the way I've always done it." And again, that wasn't a good enough answer for him. So he calls up grandma now and said, "Grandma, why do you do this? My new wife is now putting the ham in the oven by cutting off the ends of it. And, you know, my mother-in-law said, because you used to do that, is now it's my new grandma-in-law. Why? I need to know, why did you cut off the ends of the ham? Because my mom never did that." And the grandma-in-law or the grandma starts to chuckle. And she says, "Oh, my dear sweetheart, the only reason I cut off the ends of the ham is when I was a newlywed, I had a very small oven. And the only way I could fit it in the oven was to cut off the ends of the, fit it in the pan that would fit in the oven was to cut off the ends of the ham." So here this is, generations doing, cutting off the ends of the ham for no reason. And isn't that the way we sometimes work? That we're doing things at our jobs, in our careers, because it's just the way it's been done. And we don't even know why it's been done that way. And a lot of times, it doesn't feel authentic for us. And we're doing things that just feel icky. They exhaust us. And we're not even that good at them. But it's just what we're supposed to be doing because that's the way it's been done. And that's where the power of knowing your personal talents and strengths come in. And if you've taken the Clifton Strengths Assessment, and maybe your mentor's done it, and you know what theirs are, you can see that there's probably a huge difference in the top five strengths. And in fact, just like there's 7.8 billion people on Earth, the chances of two people having the same top five themes in any order is statistically one in 278,256. So it's over a quarter of a million chance that you both have the same strengths. And what does that mean? That means that the way your boss does things or your mentor did things may not work for you, probably isn't going to work for you. For example, your mentor may lead with woo, which is winning others over, but you lead in relater. And somebody with high woo likes lots of friends. They like to be surrounded by a lot of people. They love to network. Whereas somebody with relater wants to build deep relationships with just a few people. And when you're building, perhaps you're in sales, you're building a customer base, you're going to approach things differently. Because if you are a relater and you're trying to work as a woo, you are going to be exhausted and frustrated, and you're not going to enjoy your job. So you can't do things the way others have done it if your strengths don't align. And again, when we're trying to do something the way somebody else has done it, and it doesn't align with our natural talents and strengths, besides being exhausted, we're going to have imposter syndrome like daily. And there's no way to totally get rid of imposter syndrome. We all suffer from that occasionally, but you shouldn't feel like an imposter daily. And honestly, you're never going to have as much success as you're destined for. And I've seen that with some friends of mine too, that they're copying what other people are doing. And it's not who they are as their best authentic self. And they see somebody else having this huge success. So they think if that works for them, then surely it'll work for me. So if I just copy what they're doing, I'll have success too. And that's not what happens. What happens is you start to lose who you are at your core because you've spent so much time copying others. You don't even know your own voice anymore. You don't recognize your own voice anymore because it's somebody else's voice. And that's when that imposter syndrome like is rampant. And again, you're just exhausted. So who wants that? So when you can tap into how your natural talents and how you work best, you will spend less time, you'll get more results and better results, and you'll be energized doing what you do best in the way that you do it. So quit cutting off the ends of the ham and trying to copy other people. Just be you at your best. And then that leads us to the third thing. The third reason why we may not be showing up as our best authentic self is sometimes we've spent so much time like I said, copying others, trying to do things a different way, that we don't even know who we are anymore. We're so lost trying to be all things to all people in so many different ways. And I have a few things for you to ponder. You know, if you listen to my show, you know I love to give you some questions for deep thinking, for journaling. And I'm going to give you some questions now. I have four things for you to really think about. That's going to help you get started, because sometimes we know we've been lost. We know we're not showing up as our best authentic self, but we don't even know where and how to start to find ourselves again. So these are some questions that you can spend time reflecting on that will help you find your true you again. So first question, think about when you last felt free and like yourself. That feeling of being in the flow, that feeling of, I got this and I'm killing it. What were you doing? And the more details you can give that, the better. Like, think about what was the activity you were doing? What was the state of mind you were in? How were you coming about that activity? What did it look like? All of the details about it, the feeling, capture that feeling. So again, it was think about when you last felt free and like yourself. What were you doing? And that can be at work or at play. Second thing to think about, what brings you joy? Like true joy, that inside joy that even when you just think about it, your face lights up. Like what really brings you joy? And again, think about it from a work perspective and from a outside of work, so your life perspective. Next thing to think about, when did you last feel successful? And like the first question, the more details you can put with that, the better. When did you last feel truly successful? What were you doing? Who were you surrounded by? How did you get there? And then the last question to think about is, who do you want your tribe to be? You know, we talked about this in the first segment of this, but who do you want your tribe to be? Who do you want to be surrounded by? You know, maybe think about in a work setting, if you were going to put on a workshop, or maybe you were working on a big project, who do you want by your side? So think about that. What are they like? Really describe your ideal tribe. And they shouldn't all be like you. You want people with other strengths than you have. You want people who, have come about work in a different way, perhaps, because you can balance each other out. But at the core, you need to have the same core values. So who are those people? Maybe you don't even know them. Maybe you have to make them up, and that's totally okay. This gets you started on that. So again, first question to think about is think about when you last felt free and like yourself. What were you doing? Second question, what brings you joy at work and out in life? When did you last feel successful? And who do you want your tribe to be? So as I close this out, I do want to share one last little story and confession, I guess. Because I want to be authentic with you. And I always want to show up as my best self in this podcast and my coaching and, you know, online. And I need to be authentic here. I got to tell you, this past year, I got lost. And I was trying to be all things to all people. I was trying to follow a lot of different mentors online and be like them in different ways. And I forgot who I was at my core, and it's been kind of muddy lately, and I haven't been having the success that I wanted. I haven't been having the success that I started off with in the coaching business, And I just felt like I got off track. I was not on the right path for me. And I was showing up in places I didn't really want to show up and doing things that didn't really align with the way I want to run my business. And it was starting to feel icky and exhausting. And it wasn't bad. Like, it's all good stuff. Like, it's always good stuff, but it just wasn't me. So I've been spending a lot of time in reflection lately, asking myself those questions that I just shared with you. And what was interesting to me is as I was spending my time journaling, just like I suggest you do, I spent a lot of time journaling and thinking and praying. And the thought that I ended up writing down was just be me at my best, authentically me. And that is what I want you to take from all these things, is you're hearing a lot of ideas from experts in their field. But if you just really spend time figuring out who are you at your best and start showing up that way, things are going to be a lot more fun. You're probably going to have a lot more success and a lot more joy in your life. So my hope and prayer for you today is that you can start to show up as your best, authentic, awesome, amazing self and continue to find the success that you've already had and just have more of it, but also have balanced success. Okay, your call to action for today's message is, first thing, if you haven't yet, take your CliftonStrengths assessment. Shoot me a DM or an email, and I can give you a code to get a discount on your assessment. Then I want you to think about the questions I shared. Feel free to share your answers with me if you'd like. And then what is the one thing you can start doing today to show up as the rock star you were designed to be? Dare to be you. Then message me that one thing. You can find me on LinkedIn or Facebook, or just email me at sherrymiterco@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. So as always, friends, thank you for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I hope you found value in today's show. If you did, can you leave me a review, or better yet, share this podcast with somebody you think deserves to hear it? Who do you know that maybe they need that real vacation I talked about at the beginning of the show, or they need to have that little nudge of inspiration? Maybe you see that they've kind of gotten lost in the all the things to all the people world that we tend to live in. And just say, hey, I think you'd enjoy this show. And of course, I would love to hear from you. That's the most important thing to me, is shoot me that DM, message me, email me, let me know what were your takeaways from the show and how are you going to show up as your best self today?